Today's perek, Perek Dalet, Hilchos Deos, is certainly a unique perek. In it, the Rambam is going to detail precisely how to best upkeep your physical health. Now, some of that which the Rambam says will resonate very much with our modern understanding of nutrition, and some things won't quite fit as well. However, what will be critical for us is the perspective the Rambam offers throughout on each one of these normal daily routine activities and how we should best go about doing them. And therefore, I think there's a lot for us to gain still from this parak. Let us begin without further ado. It's a long parak. We'll try to get it in as fast as we can. Halacha Aleph. Since upkeeping one's physical health is part of Avodas Hashem, as the Rambam explained in the previous parak, since it's impossible to know anything about Hashem, to understand anything in Torah or philosophy, if somebody's sick, therefore a person is obligated to distance himself from anything which will take away from his physical health. And therefore, he should also behave in a fashion which will keep himself healthy. And from here on in, the Rambam will describe different activities in regular human life and describe how to best upkeep one's health by doing that. He starts off with eating. A person should only eat when they're hungry. And he should only drink when he's thirsty. And he shouldn't delay from going to the bathroom even a moment. Whenever he has to either urinate or defecate, he should go immediately. Halacha Beis. Continuing on about eating. A person shouldn't eat till his body is fully filled. He shouldn't eat till he fills his belly, but rather he should have about 3/4 of that which he wants. And he shouldn't drink while he's eating, only a little bit as he eats, and it should be mixed a little bit with wine. And once the food begins to digest in his belly, and then at that stage, he can drink whatever he needs to drink. But he shouldn't have too much water. Even once the food has been digested, he shouldn't drink too much. And a person also shouldn't eat until he checks whether he needs to go to the bathroom, make sure he really doesn't need to, and then he can eat. Person shouldn't eat until he goes and walks a little bit and gets his body heated up. Or he does some sort of exercise. Either to do some work or to do some sort of exercise before he eats. Here's the general principle. He should push his body, he should make sure to exercise or do some sort of physical labor until in the morning his body begins to get warm. Then he should let himself calm, relax a little bit after he exercises. Then he should eat. I think indeed, this is indeed how people who work out, I am not one of them, but this is how they generally behave as well. And if he rinses his body with hot water after he exercises, that certainly people do nowadays, then this is good. And then again, he should delay a little bit, and then he should eat. When a person is eating, he should either sit or he should lean towards his left side. But he shouldn't be walking or riding on something. He shouldn't be exercising. He shouldn't be moving around. And he shouldn't be walking until the food is digested. Anybody who goes and does exercise or goes out on a stroll, on a walk after he eats, so then such a person brings upon himself terrible, terrible illness. Halacha Dalet. The Rambam now turns to sleep. Hayom v'alayla chav dalet shavs. Day and night are 24 hours. Dailo l'adam lishon shlishon. It's enough for a person to sleep a third of them. Shehu shmona shavs, which is 8 hours. Halafai. V'yu b'sof halayla, and when should he have that sleep? It should be towards the end of the night. So that way, from the time when he begins to sleep until the sun rises, there should be 8 hours. So basically, you shouldn't go to sleep at the beginning of the night. You should go to sleep a few hours after the night has begun, and then you'll wake up along with the sunrise. A person shouldn't sleep on his face or on his back, but rather he should sleep on his side. He should start off in the beginning of the night on his left side, and towards the end of the night, he should sleep on his right side. Either you mentally prepare yourself and it will happen overnight, or if you wake up in the middle of the night, you should turn to the right side. And he also shouldn't go to sleep soon after he's eaten. After you've eaten, you should wait 3 or 4 hours. And also, additionally, a person shouldn't sleep during the day. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam now turns back to proper eating. However, beforehand, he was talking about procedure of eating, the behavior, how to eat. Here, he will talk about what to eat, the items to eat. Halacha Vav. Tvar Ma'am Shalom Es Pnei Me'ayim, Kegon Anavim, Utzeinim, Tutim, Va'agasim, Va'avatichim, Minei Kishum, Minei Melafanos, Ochel Osam Ha'adam, Betchila, Kodem Achila. These types of different fruits and vegetables, which their definitions might be a little bit different in our modern Hebrew versus what the Rambam intended, but essentially grapes, figs, types of berries or pears, watermelon, different types of gourds and cucumbers. So a person is able to eat them before he actually eats his actual meal. But don't mix them with your meal. But what you should do, you should wait until they've been digested a little bit and then eat your actual meal. But things which restrict your ability to go to the bathroom. Pomegranates, quinces, apples, different type of pear. So these things a person is able to eat right after he eats. And you shouldn't have too much of them generally. If somebody's eating between meat and bird meat, fowl, or he's having fowl and eggs, or he's having a smaller type of animal like a sheep or a lamb, and then he's having another type of meat like an ox or a cow, so you should always have the lighter thing first, because that will allow your digestion to work properly. During the hotter months, during the summer season, the person should eat colder foods. That's not to say that they're actually cold, like chilled from the fridge, but rather that their disposition is colder, and you shouldn't have too much spice, and you should eat vinegar. During the colder months, you should have foods that have a hotter disposition. You should have more spices. You should have mustard and mustard-like seasoning. And in accordance with the climate that you're in, so if it's a longer hot season or a shorter hot season, so you should have, in accordance with that, based off these rules, hotter or colder foods, respectively. There are certain foods which are so bad for the body that a person should just never have them. Old big salted fish, old salted cheese, pitchers, types of mushrooms, salted old meat, and very fresh wine, and a food which has been left around for a long enough time that its odor is really, really spreading everywhere. It's foul. Or any food which has a very bad smell or is very, very bitter. These types of things for the body are like poison. And there are some things which are bad for the body, but not quite as bad. Therefore, you should only have them once in a while and only a small amount. You shouldn't have them as a part of your consistent diet. Such as big fish or cheese or milk that's been left around beyond 24 hours after it's milked, or the meat of oxen or rams, or types of beans or lentils, chickpeas, bread made from barley, matzah-like bread made like cracker-like bread, cabbage or leek, onions, garlic, mustard or radishes. These are all bad for the body, and a person shouldn't have too much of them. You should only have a little bit, and also during the rainy season. But during the hotter season, you shouldn't have them at all. And specifically, the beans and lentils, a person shouldn't have them at all, not during the winter or the summer months. As for gourds, cucumbers, whatever you'd like to define them as, so those you're able to eat during the summer months. And there are other foods which are bad, but not quite as bad as the previous lists. So all these different types of foods, different types of water birds, small pigeons, dates, bread which has been fried with oil or has oil kneaded into it, flour which has been so well sifted to the point where it doesn't even have any remnant of a smell of bran, different types of fish brine. So, ain roi lahabros machos elu, you shouldn't have too much of these. Now, the Rambam says a very, very important point, which defines really so much of what we've said so far. Somebody who's a wise person is able to overcome his urges. So, he won't be pulled after his desire. And he doesn't eat from any of the things that the Rambam just listed, unless he really needs it for his health. Such an individual is truly a mighty person. The Rambam only includes this in all of Mishnah Torah over here with regards to eating. Someone who's able to control himself and not eat foods which are desirous for whatever reason, but not good for your health. So if you are able to overcome your urge to eat wrongly, unnecessarily, so then you are truly a mighty individual. A person should always withhold from having too much tree fruit. And he shouldn't have too much of them, even if they're dried up. certainly if they're still moist. And if you have them before they're ripe, then they're like swords for the body. And also carobs are always bad for the body. And also anything which has been pickled is very, very bad. Any fruits that have been pickled, and you should only have a little bit of them, and only then during the hotter months, and also only in hotter climates. And some things are always good, such as figs and grapes and almonds. So whether they're dry or whether they're moist, you should eat as much as you'd like. However, that being said, you shouldn't have them constantly, because even though they're the best, they can still be bad when you have too much. Excess is always bad. If you have honey or wine, bad for young people, but good for old people. Especially so during the rainy season. General point now, that a person should generally have two-thirds of that which they would eat during the colder months, they should have during the hotter months. Now the Rambam turns away from proper eating back to going to the bathroom. The person should always strive to have that his bowel movements should be close to diarrhea and very, very soft. This is a very, very important rule with regards to upkeep of one's health. As long as somebody's constipated, it has difficulty going to the bathroom, so then bad diseases come. And what should a person do if he finds that he's a bit constipated? If he's a young person, what should he do? He should have every morning, he should have a little bit of salted cooked food, which are well seasoned, and that were made in olive oil, and that they have a little bit of brine and salt mixed in, and he shouldn't have any bread. Or he should have some sort of cabbage juice, which is made you cook the cabbage or radishes, and then you have that along with that drink, along with olive oil and different types of brine and salt. And if you're an older person, he should have a little bit of honey, which is mixed with water, hot water, in the morning, and he should wait. He should wait 4 hours. And then only afterwards have his meal. And he should do so until he ends up finding that he's easily able to go to the bathroom again. But another general rule they said about upkeep of health. As long as a person is exercising properly and doesn't satiate himself so much with his food, and he's easily able to go to the bathroom, so then bad diseases won't come upon him. And even if he has bad food, the substance doesn't matter as much as the behavior. On the flip side, anybody who just sits comfortably without exercising, where he doesn't go to the bathroom, where he has a difficult time going to the bathroom, even if he has good food, and he generally is upkeeping his health otherwise, all his life he will be in pain and his strength will be weakened. And somebody who overeats is like poison for his body. In fact, that's the foundation of all different diseases. And most diseases which come to a person either is because they eat bad food, or even if he's eating good food, it's because he sates himself too much. He has too much of that good food. That's what Shlomo said initially. Somebody who's careful about eating bad food, or has too much, and he withholds his tongue from speaking unless it's necessary. So such a person is careful about his health and will upkeep himself properly. Now the Rambam turns to personal hygiene. A person should go to the bathhouse at least once every 7 days. He shouldn't do so soon after you've eaten, and not when you're starved. You should do so once the food has begun to digest. You should wash your whole body with warm water, but water that wouldn't burn your body. And only your head, you are able to use hot water that would burn the rest of your body. And then what you should do, eventually you should then turn to using a little bit cooler water, and then cooler water, until the point where you are washing your body with cold water. And you shouldn't pour on your head, though, either that lukewarm water or cold water. You shouldn't rinse in cold water during the colder months. And you shouldn't rinse until you're already sweating off some of the sweat and your body's twitching. And also, you shouldn't stay there too long. Now, once you've begun to sweat and twitch, so then at that point, you should rinse yourself off and leave. You should check to see whether you have to go to the bathroom before you go to the bathhouse and after you go to the bathhouse. And also you should check to see whether you have to go to the bathroom before you eat and after you eat, before you have marital relations and afterwards. And also, before he exercises and after he exercises, and also before you sleep and after you sleep, and overall, that comes out to 10 different times that you should be checking whether or not you need to go to the bathroom. Halacha Yud Zayin, k'sheiti adam in amerchatz, yilbash begadav yichatzah rosho b'bayis achiton, k'dei tishlot bo ruach kar. After you leave the bathhouse, you should put on your clothes and cover your head, in order so that way the cold wind won't bother you. But if you must have to be careful even during the hotter months. And what you should sit and wait and relax, let your body calm down, and then you should eat. And if you are even able to take a short nap, sleep a little bit before you eat, after you leave the bathhouse, so then that's ideal. And you shouldn't drink cold water once you leave the merchatz from the bathhouse, and you go without saying that you shouldn't drink cold water while you're in the bathhouse. If you're so thirsty and you're not able to withhold yourself, so then you should have the water at least mixed with a little bit of wine or honey, and then you should drink. And if during the rainy seasons, after you leave the bathhouse, you anoint yourself with a little bit of oil, so then that is also ideal. The Rambam now turns to another important area of personal health and hygiene in the olden days, which was to bloodlet. Halacha Yud Ches. Lo yargal adam lahakiz dam tamei. A person shouldn't constantly let his blood. V'lo yakiz im yiyeh tzarech lo b'yoser. You shouldn't let blood unless you really, really need to. V'lo yakiz lo b'mos hachama lo mesach shamem el ma'ad b'mei nisan v'ma'ad b'mei tishrei. You shouldn't do it during the hot or cold months. You should only do so during the autumn and fall months, during the more temperate seasons. U'me'acharach mishim shana lo yakiz kalan. After somebody's 50 years old, he shouldn't bloodlet at all. V'lo yakiz adam dam b'yakonis l'merkatz b'yom. A person shouldn't bloodlet and then go to the bathhouse that day. V'lo yakiz v'yitzi l'derech. He also shouldn't go out to the road that day. V'lo b'yom she'evo menaderech. Also not the day when you came back from a trip, you shouldn't bloodlet. And on the day that you're bloodletting, you should have a little bit less food and drink. And on the day that he is having this bloodletting, he shouldn't exercise too much, he shouldn't go on walks, it's not going to be good for him. The Rambam now turns to relations. Halacha Yud Tes.
One's
semen is the strength of one's body, the vigor of one's eyes, etc., etc. And the more one wastes it, the more that his body will be broken down. Don't give to women your strength, i.e., if you have relations too frequently, then you can ruin your body. Anybody who's constantly involved in having relations, old age will jump upon him. Strength will be weakened, vein of kohos, his eyes will be dimmed.
And have a foul odor coming out of his mouth and from his armpits.
And the hair on different parts of his body will fall off. And he'll have more hair in other parts of his body. His teeth will fall off. And many, many other bad things will happen to him if he, again, has relations too frequently. She says, the very famous wise doctors used to say that 1 out of every 1,000 dies from other diseases, and the rest of them, the other 999, die from having had too frequent relations.
Therefore, a person should avoid this if he wants to live a good life.
So in that situation, Zed Tzarech Levol V'Rufua Lo Shevo. Okay, it's a little bit explicit, but the Rambam is basically saying when one's body feels that it really, really needs to release itself, he's finding himself constantly erect, and his body really feels that he needs to release, so under those circumstances, so then this person is supposed to have relations and it's healthy for him. Lo Yival Adam V'Hu Sabeyav Lo Raiv Elo Acher Shis Akel Amazon Shemeyav. A person shouldn't have relations when he's either fully satiated or when he's starving. Rather, he should wait until the food's been digested. V'Yivdok N'Kav of Kodem B'Ilo Acher B'Ilo. And as he mentioned beforehand, you should check before, see whether you have to go to the bathroom before and after you have relations. Shouldn't do it while standing up or sitting down. Not in a bathhouse, and also not on the day that you went to the bathhouse. And not on the day that you bloodlet. And also not on the day when you're going out to the road or when you return from the road. And also not before them or afterwards.
In the final four halachos, Chaf through Chaf Gimel, now the Rambam tells us some remarkable ending notes. Kol manig atma b'drachim elu shel reinu ani ariv lo she'enu bali de choli koyomav achi yaskin harbi b'yamas be'enu tarech l'rofei. The Rambam guarantees, he says, I will be a guarantor that anybody who acts along the lines that the Rambam has just outlined, he will not become sick during his lifetime, and he will live to a ripe old age. Old age won't jump upon him, and he will die without needing a doctor. Be'agubo shalim b'omid al b'riyo koyomav, and he will live a healthy life all his days. A few caveats. Unless he had a very bad constitution to begin with, he had very bad health. Or from his youth, he already was acting in the wrong ways of nutrition all his days. Or in case, Rahman al-Latsan, there's a plague or some sort of famine, so then that's all bets are off. Then the Rambam guarantees nothing. And also another important caveat, everything that the Rambam has outlined thus far is only true for a healthy person. But if somebody's sick, or he has sickness in one of his limbs, or he's somebody who has been acting the wrong way for so many years, so for such an individual, everybody in their own way has their own specific remedy that they need to follow, and they should go and consult the doctor. And in fact, general principle, which is very, very important, that when you change up your general routine, that generally leads to sickness, so you should be careful. Any place that doesn't have a doctor, therefore, then says, though, that if you don't have a doctor available and can't give you particular advice for your own given situation, so anybody who follows the general outlines that Rambam is given here will eventually end up having good come out of it, because none of these are actually fundamentally bad. They're all inherently good. However, it might not be the best thing for somebody who's already sick. Considering the importance of upkeeping one's health, the Rambam now concludes, "Kol ir she'ein ba asar tevar ha'ilu ein tam chacham rashai l'dor b'zocha." Any city which doesn't have the following 10 things in it, a person who's considered a wise person, a tam chacham, isn't able to live in it. V'ilu hein, what are these 10 things? Rofe, a doctor, that fits with everything else the Rambam said in this parak, having a healthy lifestyle and upkeeping one's health is part of avodas Hashem. V'uman, and either somebody who's a bloodletter or maybe somebody who's a mohel to do a bris milah. V'beis merchat, a bathhouse. V'beis hakise, a bathroom. U'mayim mitzuyin, could go nahar mayan, and readily available water, like there's a stream or some sort of wellspring. It would base a knesset, a shul, mamitinokos, and somebody who can teach the children Torah, balavlar, and a scribe, begabite stuck, and somebody who will collect money for the poor people. It would based in makim b'choshen, and a properly functioning court system which can administer punishment and lock people up. Overall, this is, again, a fascinating parak, one which, in many ways, I would advise you, I think the Rambam would advise you, not to follow precisely to the letter of law. Don't take his exact advice about nutrition. You have to follow the nutrition of your days. The Rambam, I believe, would say the same thing as well. That being said, a lot of the perspective about Izaugibar, Kovashis Yitzrael, and making sure to know how to properly upkeep your health in order so that way you can serve Hashem is absolutely timeless and applies to us as much as it did in the days when the Rambam wrote this, and hopefully we can all learn from that.